Okay, Gary, for 75 minutes it was looking like another home win, and then things just went wrong at the end. Can you explain how the game turned?
Yeah, quite simple, really. I mean, the first goals are, I think the fact that they changed and put Nui on around 65 minutes, took a little bit of a gamble with a last substitution, of course. Just the fact they had three strikers all in a very close central area made it difficult for us. The first goals are an excellent goal. I mean, I still think we can do a little bit more, but it's a very good goal, good interchange, excellent play, and a great finish from Hooper. And sometimes you have to just accept a good bit of play from an attacker on the other side. But at 1-1, you know, we've still been in a game where we've probably dominated most parts of the attacking areas. We've had two excellent chances either side of a half. And then the second goal, I think the disappointing thing for me today is that I can accept the parts that we need to do better, but also it's hard to accept the bits that are out of your control. And there's a clear foul on Diego in the middle of the pitch. I've watched it three times, clear foul. And then Michael Kieftenbelt gets blocked off the ball. Again, clear foul. Fourth official says he saw it, but he didn't think there was a lot in it, which is always a very, very easy thing to say because it means you haven't got to make a decision. And they end up breaking and scoring, you know, which again is a poor goal from our point of view because they looked to counter. That's all they really did all afternoon was look to just counter and try to find those moments. And they didn't have very many in the game, but when they did, obviously they got quality players there. So, and then at 2-1 down, again, we're disappointed. But at 2-1 down, once again, I've seen it four times. Clear penalty on Diego. Absolute stonewall penalty. And I've just said there, if it's not a penalty, then book him for diving. Because if you think he's trying to make the most of it, then what is it? So again, hugely, hugely disappointing. And then when there is a melee at the end, they end up booking the wrong people. So, and they didn't have a clue who to book. And I think that was probably my disappointment. So listen, I think there's certain things we need to do a little bit better in the game. I felt we made the game just a bit too open at times. And I said that to the players at half-time. But of course, the bits you can't control are incredibly disappointing this afternoon.
Is it one of the things that comes with the territory with Diego that he has a reputation for the fact he goes down quite a bit? And does it mean that he maybe doesn't get as many decisions as he should do?
Well, yeah, but again, it's you know, as a referee, it's not up to you to decide what a reputation is. It's up to you to decide whether you think it's a foul or not a foul. I think you're always aware of players doing it. Forestieri did it two or three times first half where he made the most of it, but there was no contact anywhere near him. Diego does it, and you can see clear contact on both of those situations. So... But yeah, of course, I think I'm sure we all do the same. I'm sure we'll make the referee and officials aware of players that we think make the most of situations. But I still think you've got to referee that how you see it, not what you think the perception is of a player. And I don't think he did that this afternoon. So, but like I said, disappointed to be 1-0 up. But we've had it in games this season where we've had a moment that's gone for us where perhaps we haven't deserved it. I can think of the likes of Burnley where it probably wasn't a penalty and we get the penalty. I think we had another penalty where we get the penalty. So I can't complain too much about it. You know, we played well first half. We played well in spell second half, but probably just not enough second half. Probably not quite enough ambition in terms of getting into their half and staying in their half for long periods to win the game maybe.
Clayton looked like he needed that goal because the first chance wasn't a typical Clayton finish. Once he got the second, he looked like he got a little bit more confidence back.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll do him good. You know, just perhaps not quite been as sharp in front of goal than he's needed to be recently. But again, sometimes that's the frustration when you're not getting in those areas often enough, or when you do, you perhaps snatch at them. You know, he's had two very good chances. The first one's an excellent chance when he gets put in by, I think, John. The second half, we have another excellent chance where the keeper makes a save, and again, little moments, Will comes in and tries to hook it in, and if he misses it, John Terrell's literally behind him for a tap-in. So again, it's frustration for us, but you know, we got into some good areas. We had some opportunities. And again, on a different day today, I think we would have won the game.